Arjuna says, that is Arjuna Uvacha, page number 217. He picks up on that word, sanyasta karmanam, and he starts saying, sanyasam karmanam krishna punar yogam cha shamsasi yat sheyah etayoho ekam tat me bruhi sunishchitam. O Krishna, shamsasi, you are praising sanyasam karmanam, renunciation of action. You are praising renunciation of action. And again you are praising punar yogam cha shamsasi. And again you are praising action. Yoga means karma yoga. On the one hand you are saying that renunciation of action is good. Then you say, no, performance of action is good. Karma yoga is good. Out of these two, etayoho, out of these two, yat sheyaha, that which is really good, ekam, only one thing you tell me, which one of these two is good, tat me bruhi sunishchitam, that you tell me definitely without causing any confusion. Now you must remember that Sri Krishna speaks of yoga sanyasta karmanam. He doesn't say sanyasam karmanam. He doesn't say renunciation of action. But Arjuna seems to be in a different state of mind, so that he doesn't ask the question, what is his yoga sanyasta karmanam? He doesn't say this. He said, sanyasam karmanam, renunciation of action. But Sri Krishna had said earlier, yoga sanyasta karmanam, the renunciation of action which comes while performing action. He doesn't say renunciation of action. But Arjuna is apt to make this kind of a confusion. If you read even the third chapter and the very first verse, he comes to the same point. The very first question, again Arjuna asks even at that time, a similar question, you might say almost identical question. It's page number 127, where Arjuna says, jayasi chet karmana te mata buddhi janardana tat kim karmani ghore mam niyojayasi teshava. He says, O Keshava, O Krishna, if more than action, buddhi is greater, that is, if jnana is greater than action, then why do you throw me, why do you enjoin on me, karmani ghore, in this terrible action? If knowledge is superior to action, then why do you ask me to go into this terrible action? Similar is the question here also. If renunciation of action is greater, or he says that at one time you are praising renunciation of action, then again you are praising action, karma yoga. Out of these two, now you tell me definitively which one is better. So you will see the similarity of the question. In other words, we have to understand why Arjuna is asking this question. You will see that throughout the whole of the Bhagavad, even up to the end, this question of Tyaga and Sannyasa troubles Arjuna. Even towards the end of the Gita, if you see, we shall come to that later on, if you have time. But we shall come to that question again. He raises this very question, what is Tyaga, what is Sannyasa? we have to understand this important point before we go further. Why Arjuna raises this question again and again? It means that during the time when this teaching is delivered by Shri Krishna to Arjuna, there was a very great flow of thought in which a big contrast was made between the path of knowledge and the path of action. And the two were, as it were, in two opposite camps. For knowledge, the word that was used was Sankhya. For action, the word that was used was Yoga. And therefore, there was supposed to be a great gulf between Sankhya and Yoga. If you follow Sankhya, you can't do Yoga. If you do Yoga, you can't do Sankhya. Such was the climate at that time.